Hi everybody, welcome to A Plus English. I'm Pat.
And I'm Angeline.
So today we're talking about our Meet the Wongs comic strip. Now, these guys already have, what, two dogs?
Mac and Cheese,
yeah,
right?
And then last time I think we met the neighbor's cat.
Abu.
Yeah,
he but stole things.
There's yet another animal coming
really?
In today, yeah.
Oh, wow.
We'll find out what in a moment.
Okay.
What animals did you have when you were young?
When I was young, okay, when I was really young,
mm-hmm.
my parents wouldn't get me a dog. They only got me fish.
Right.
So I got fishes.
Uh-huh.
My brother had mice.
Oh, okay.
Did not
Different.
Like that. Yeah. And then when I was more, like when I was in high school, my parents finally got us a dog.
Okay. I've never had a dog. We've always
uh-huh.
had
cats.
Cats. Yeah, I did have two fish,
mm-hmm.
and I had a hamster.
Okay. What was
okay.
your hamster's name?
Nikolai.
Nikolai.
Remember
okay.
that word hamster. We're going to
oh,
discuss
okay.
it after we read through today's article.
Puffball goes missing.
The Wongs are sitting in the living room. Paige comes home from school and introduces her family to her class pet.
Everyone, meet Puffball. She's our class pet. She's a hamster.
Is Puffball going to stay with us this weekend?
Yes, it's my turn to take care of Puffball. I have to give her food, change her water, and let her exercise.
That sounds fun! Can we help you take care of Puffball?
To be honest, I don't trust you two.
How can you say that? We take care of Mac and Cheese all the time.
Taking care of Puffball is different. She's so small. You might lose her.
I bet you'll need our help later. Yeah, and maybe we won't feel like helping you.
Pet. Do you have a pet? I have a cat. Do you have a pet? I have a cat. Take care of. Take care of. I have to take care of my sister when my parents aren't home. I have to take care of my sister when my parents aren't home. Sound. Sound. I heard about this movie from some friends and it sounds good. I heard about this movie from some friends and it sounds good. Honest. Honest. I didn't want to lie, so I gave Mary an honest answer. I didn't want to lie, so I gave Mary an honest answer.
Okay, so let's start with some description.
Okay, so our scenario says the Wongs are sitting in the living room.
Okay,
okay.
Nice and relaxed.
Mm-hmm. And Paige comes home from school,
mm-hmm.
and she introduces her family to her class pet.
A class pet?
Mm-hmm.
So this isn't a new pet for them. This is a pet they have in school and they
right.
all look after.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well Paige says, everyone meet Puffball. She's our class pet.
Okay.
Oh, that's really nice. Okay.
So Puffball's the name
Puffball
of the
Puffball is
pet,
the name
right?
of the animal. We don't exactly know what
mm-hmm.
it is yet, but we need to explain the word pet,
okay.
P-E-T, pet first, because that's today's first word power word. So a pet is an animal, such as a cat or a dog, which you keep and care for at home. Here's our example sentence. Do you have a pet? I have a cat. Do you have a pet? I have a cat.
Okay, so Paige, she tells us she's a hamster.
Okay, so we know it's a she, that's one thing, and a hamster.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I had one of these, so I know what they are. We better tell the guys.
Okay, so people often keep hamsters as pets, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They're usually pets. And a hamster is a small animal, and it looks like a mouse, actually.
Yeah, but it has a very short tail, and they're the ones that put the food in their faces, so they're very fat and kind of cute and furry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Mr. Wang asks, is Puffball going to stay with us this weekend? Okay, he wants to know, why is if he's your class pet, why is he here?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Paige says, yes, it's my turn to take care of Puffball.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we saw the word turn, which is a noun, and when it's your turn to do something, it's the time when somebody in a group of people should do something, okay? For example, when you play Monopoly, right?
Oh.
One person rolls the dice at a time. We take turns. We don't both roll the dice at the time.
Okay, and it's Paige's turn to take care of Puffball. Now, this phrase, take care of, is our next word power word. So let's look at it and learn what it means. So take care of is three words, take, T-A-K-E, care, C-A-R-E, of, O-F, take care of. And this is the process of protecting someone or something and providing what that person or thing needs. So we could say, I have to take care of my sister when my parents aren't home. I have to take care of my sister when my parents aren't home.
So how do you take care of a hamster?
It's not that hard.
No?
No.
Okay. Well, Paige tells us how, very simply, of course. She says, I have to give her food.
Right.
Okay, she needs something to eat.
Yep.
I have to change her water.
Oh, that's important.
Mm-hmm. And I have to let her exercise.
Oh, yeah. When I had a hamster, he was in a little ball, and he would run around so the ball would go on the floor.
So you don't take your hamster for a walk,
you
right?
You don't, no. Sometimes you give them a wheel in their cage so they can run around that, too. As for food, they eat things like seeds, like sunflower seeds.
Mm-hmm.
They like a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, that's what Paige needs to do. And Jimmy thinks this is all great. He says, that sounds fun. Now, here we use the word sound, S-O-U-N-D, sound, as a verb. Okay, it means something a little different to sound as a noun.
Mm-hmm.
So let's check out our next word power word to find out how we can use it. So we use the verb sound to mean to seem good, seem interesting, seem strange, and so on, from what is said or what is written. For example, I heard about this movie from some friends, and it sounds good. I heard about this movie from some friends, and it sounds good.
Okay, so if something sounds fun, I'm sure you'll probably want to do it too, right?
Yeah, you think this must be fun.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds fun.
So Jimmy says, can we help you take care of Puffball?
Okay, there's that phrase again, take care of means can we do something to help look after Puffball?
Mm-hmm.
Give her food, give her water, let her exercise in the ball, okay? Maybe they want to pick her up and
touch her.
Yeah, they just want to do the easy stuff, the kids, I bet. Okay, but Paige, she isn't so sure about this.
Mm-hmm.
She says, to be honest, I don't trust you two.
Well, she's very honest.
That is right. Yeah, if you know Paige, you know she's honest.
Yeah.
Okay. This is an adjective. It's spelled H-O-N-E-S-T, honest. So the H is silent. You don't say honest. You say honest. Okay. It is today's fourth word power word. So let's find out what it means. So honest means you're not hiding the truth or the facts about something. Okay? For example, we could say, I didn't want to lie, so I gave Mary an honest answer. I didn't want to lie, so I gave Mary an honest answer. So she's honest, mm-hmm. and she tells them what she really thinks, mm-hmm. and says, I don't trust you two.
Okay, so if you trust someone, it means that you believe or that you're confident that someone is good, mm-hmm. or that maybe that they won't do anything bad or wrong. Mm-hmm. So if I were to maybe trust Pat with taking care of my dog,
okay.
I would think that you would.
I will do it right.
Yeah, you wouldn't kill my dog. You wouldn't
lose
my
not.
Dog.
No.
Yes. So that's what it means to trust someone. Okay.
Okay.
So what Paige means is that she doesn't think her brothers will do a good job of taking care of Puffball.
Okay, now that's mm-hmm. interesting. Mm-hmm. I mean, why would you think that?
Mm-hmm.
Why would you say to your brother, I can't trust you, you're going to do a terrible job? Timmy, he thinks the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
He says, how can you say that?
He's hurt.
He feels very sad.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Paige, you're my sister. Why don't you believe I'll do a good job?
Yeah, and Jimmy, well, he feels the same way, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He tells his sister, hey, well, we take care of Mac and Cheese all the time.
Right, the two dogs, they take care of
mm-hmm.
the dogs. Why can't they
take care
of a little hamster?
It should be easier, right?
Should be.
Mm-hmm. We also saw the phrase all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And what this phrase means is always.
Right.
It actually means always. So Jimmy could actually say, we always take care of Mac and Cheese.
Okay, mm-hmm. and I guess Paige would trust them to take care
mm-hmm.
of Mac and Cheese.
The dogs, yeah.
She would trust them to take the dogs for a walk,
give
the dogs food,
mm-hmm.
maybe give them a bath,
mm-hmm.
that kind of thing. Like you said, that's a lot more work.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot harder. I think maybe your parents didn't get you a dog when you were very young.
Mm-hmm.
Because they weren't sure if they could trust you.
Exactly.
So you had to learn about fish and hamsters before they could trust you with a dog.
Right.
But this is going the other way.
It is, actually.
They can do a dog. Surely they can do
mm-hmm.
a hamster. Well, Paige isn't sure.
Okay.
She says taking care of Puffball is different.
Now, that's true,
yeah,
right?
It is different.
Yes.
Doesn't mean it's easier, doesn't mean it's harder, it certainly just means not the same.
Mm-hmm. So Paige explains how Puffball is different, okay?
Mm-hmm.
She says, she's so small.
Oh,
Puffball is
so small. Yeah, that's true, they're not very big.
Mm-hmm. And then she says, you might lose her.
Oh, now this nearly happened to me once.
Did it?
I had to look after somebody else's hamster.
Okay.
So it could be a Christmas present.
Oh.
But it got out and hid under my cupboard.
Oh, how did you find?
I just managed to find the thing in the end. It was only a baby. It was tiny.
Oh.
So, yeah, I understand why things, when they're very small,
mm-hmm.
that does make it a bit more difficult, a bit different. Timmy, however, he
mm-hmm.
says, I bet you'll need our help later. Now, bet is a verb, and you
mm-hmm.
say it, it could mean to risk money, guessing what would happen.
Mm-hmm.
So if that thing happens, you win the money, and if it doesn't, you lose it.
Mm-hmm.
We can also use bet to show that you're certain about something. Like in the article, I bet you'll need our help.
Mm-hmm.
You definitely will need our help. So we could also say, I bet I get a good grade on that English test. I studied really hard.
Ah, okay. Okay, so Jimmy agrees with his brother, and he even says, yeah, and maybe we won't feel like helping you.
Mm-hmm.
So we also saw the phrase, feel like, and then plus doing something.
Yeah, it's an ing.
Right, so to feel like is always followed by an ing verb. And we use this phrase when we want to say that you want to or that you don't want to do
mm-hmm.
something. For example, I feel like taking a nap, or I don't feel like working today.
Okay, well, maybe they won't feel like helping Paige. We'll have to see what happens tomorrow, but right now, it's time for our wrap-up.
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽!
Okay, mm-hmm. It's time for us to play a game, and it's 20 questions.
So you only have 20 questions.
Yes, now we've talked about animals today. Uh-huh. Angeline has thought of an animal. I have only 20 questions to guess what it is. And they must be questions you answer with yes or no. So you've got your animal, right?
Yes, I have my animal in my head.
Okay, so my first question.
Okay.
Is it large? Is it big?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Can it fly?
No.
Can it swim?
No.
Okay, does it eat meat?
Oh, no.
You don't know.
No.
No?
I don't think so, no.
Is it a pet?
Could be.
That's not a yes or no. Is it a normal pet?
No.
No. Okay, we don't know what it eats. Is it gray?
There are different colors.
Stop cheating. These are yes or no answers. Is it
yes.
a pig?
No.
Is it a horse?
No.
Is it
Are you running out of questions?
I've asked 9, but we're out of time. I think I've lost. What is it?
It's a monkey.
A monkey? Oh, they're not that big.
But do they eat meat?
Yes, some of
them
do. Okay, well, I lost that game. We're out of time for today. Join us tomorrow for more Meet the Wongs. Bye for now.
Bye.
Step by step.
All the time. Are you sure dinner is at 6 p.m.? I thought it's at 7 p.m.
Yes. Believe me, I'm always right.
Not all the time.
Feel like doing something. Do you feel like going to the gym?
Not today. I'm really tired.
Okay, I'll go by myself.
Meet the one.
Puffball goes missing.
The Wongs are sitting in the living room. Paige comes home from school and introduces her family to her class pet.
Everyone, meet Puffball. She's our class pet. She's a hamster.
Is Puffball going to stay with us this weekend?
Yes, it's my turn to take care of Puffball. I have to give her food, change her water, and let her exercise.
That sounds fun. Can we help you take care of Puffball?
To be honest, I don't trust you two.
How can you say that? We take care of Mac and Cheese all the time.
Taking care of Puffball is different. She's so small. You might lose her.
I bet you'll need our help later. Yeah, and maybe we won't feel like helping you.
Pet. Pet. Do you have a pet? I have a cat. Do you have a pet? I have a cat. Take care of. Take care of. I have to take care of my sister when my parents aren't home. I have to take care of my sister when my parents aren't home. Sound. Sound. I heard about this movie from some friends and it sounds good. I heard about this movie from some friends and it sounds good. Honest. Honest. I didn't want to lie, so I gave Mary an honest answer. I didn't want to lie, so I gave Mary an honest answer.